Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, reminding you. Ride the tiger. You can see his stripes, but you know he's clean. Oh, don't you see what I mean? Good night, sweet prince. Speaking of people who should have died instead of Theo, here is the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey, I resent that.
What do you... what?
Didn't you write it?
Not that one.
I like that he paid tribute to Dio, but why does he have to take a shot at us?
Well, he doesn't like us the last 2 weeks. Ever since the Livecast Awards, he's turned on us, it seems.
Yeah, he took a heel turn.
Ironic for someone who doesn't have heels.
Define irony there.
Yes. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you.
To another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast, I'm Rob, and of course I'm joined with 3D, Sid, Noah, and Sean, our newest permanent host.
This is, now you have a full show as a regular under your belt. How do you feel?
Bloated?
That sounds about right.
It's a regular side effect of the Livecast.
Right on, right on. We have a stockpiled show today. Lots of stuff going on. Our entire playlist is going to be dedicated to one Ronnie James Dio.
Who?
This guy is in Black Sabbath.
That's uncalled for.
He died this week. No big deal.
Small deal because he's about 4 feet tall.
Come on, Sid. Let's be respectful.
Compared to things I've said about other dead luminaries, that was very respectful.
But he, well, the good thing about that is it didn't cost him that much for a coffin. So
he got it like a half price, you mean, because he's so short?
A shoebox?
Right.
He buried him in a shoebox?
Like in the backyard underneath the tree like a dog.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
That's so funny because we really did bury my other dog in the backyard underneath the tree.
Aww.
That's what people do. That's where the joke came from.
Thanks for explaining it. So, yeah, other than that, someone in the chat room brings up that tomorrow is how to get magnets, explain to a juggalo how to get magnets to work day. And
it's magic.
It's also Burger Month.
Isn't every month Burger Month, let's be honest?
What's Burger Month?
I don't know. You're supposed to celebrate hamburgers.
Well, I mean, says who? Where did that come from?
Ronald McDonald.
I don't know. I read it.
A German thing?
I think it's an American thing.
So I'm thinking of the Holocaust, Sean.
Oh. Yay.
I like the juggalo thing better.
I'd assume they were from Hamburg.
That thing really blew up, that stupid song.
Yeah, we should be here. I'm queuing it up. It's pretty much the most retarded. An ICP version of a power ballad, basically.
Right. It's like their serious song.
Yeah, and it's fucking retarded.
But can I just set it up? It's like they're musing about mysteries of the universe, right?
Yeah.
Mysteries to them. Yeah.
Right, but everything is something that everyone understands easily.
If you've taken third grade science, it will totally make sense. So here
fucking
we
magnets.
You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right. That's right.
If magic is all we've ever known, then it's easy to miss what really goes on. But I see miracles in every way, and I see miracles every day.
I don't get, like, I don't even, beside the fact that the lyrics are so retarded, I mean, they rap like Dr. Seuss. Like, how do they have albums?
Because their fans are equally retarded.
But there's like
their fans have never read Dr. Seuss. That's why.
Yeah, there's no like, it's just like da-da-da-da-da-da-da. There's no flow to it at all.
Right.
All right. Sorry.
You're just discovering that they're terrible.
No. I know that, but I know it, but every time I hear it, I get re-amazed each time.
I think there's something about growing up in a trailer park that ingrains into you that you enjoy.
Yep.
Beyond my sight and a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky and know that the miracle opens wide. Look at the mountains, trees, the seven seas, and everything chilling underwater, please.
And disease.
Everything, so he doesn't understand how things chill underwater.
No, this is still the part where he's saying all the wonderful things that exist. No, rain
and fog. This is still the good part.
And I've seen 85,000 people all in one room together as equal.
Where did he see 85,000 people?
You went to the Rose Bowl.
I love that, like, this is all serious. Like, oh, and I've seen the birth of my kids. And the shot is just of a woman's legs spread from her point of view.
Right.
Like, it's so deep.
The sun and the moon, and even Mars. The Milky Way,
even
a fucking shooting stars.
A fucking shooting stars.
Yeah.
You knew they had to throw a few curse words in there.
Ninja.
A river flows. Plant a little seed, and nature grows.
Now nature grows.
In the pyramid. Everything you believed in as kids. Fucking rainbows. After it rains, there's enough miracles here to blow your brain.
Fucking rainbows.
Fucking rainbows. It's impossible to make fun of this. Like, I keep getting an idea for a joke to say, and the next line is stupider than what I was going to say.
He ran away. That music is magic, pure and clean. You can feel it and hear it, but it can't be seen.
I want to get to the magnet part.
To the magnet.
Music is all magic.
You can't. Hold on, you can't see music? What about when you see a band live? Aren't you seeing music being made?
Oh, what about sheet music?
Yeah. There goes like, that miracle.
Like a waveform in audio editing.
It's just there.
Dio's going to understand all these miracles now. He passed away.
Pure motherfucking magic.
Pure
motherfucking magic.
Your
motherfucking mind.
You know, I just imagine... like a juggalo listening to this and being like, wow,
yeah. It's so deep.
Fuck, fucking rainbows.
They fucking get it, yo.
Fucking rainbows.
Yeah, what about fucking rainbows? I never thought about that. That's deep. I thought rainbows was gay, but yo, they were miracles.
They'll be in the middle of fucking like robbing an old lady and just stop.
Yo, it's that rainbow that Violent J was talking about.
I don't think these people understand. I think they're going to take it very literally and like go looking for a rainbow to fuck. You can fuck rainbows?
That should be the video of this song. Like two guys, like they're in a hospital robbing the medicine locker for meth or whatever.
Like, wait a minute, fucking rainbows, dude.
Yeah.
Music is a lot like love. It's all a feeling, and it fills the room from the floor to the ceiling. I see miracles all around me. Stop and look around, it's all
here come the miracles.
Water, fire, air, and dirt. Fucking magnet. How do they work?
Oh my god. Can we go back and hear that again, please?
Well, fire and dirt are.
Dirt is a miracle.
Because I can't
that's
get it off.
Grunge band. Fire and dirt. You haven't heard the demo?
I can't get the dirt off me. It's a miracle.
All that sound in water, fire, air, and dirt. Fucking magnet. How do they work? And
okay.
Wikipedia, asshole.
I'm done with this. I'm not listening to this anymore.
Listen to all of it.
I'm with them.
That's pretty much the best part of it.
We can't play the whole thing.
Let's wrap it up.
It's not even like halfway through. I can't do this anymore,
it's
guys.
It's done. It's over.
Thank you.
The juggalo has just turned into a butterfly, by the way. You couldn't see that because it's audio.
It's actually a concept album. There's 12 songs. Oh, like
God.
That.
12 miracles.
It's like Tommy. Rock opera.
Yeah.
Juggalo opera.
Juggalo opera.
Yo, Ma! Look how smart I am. I'm going to the Juggalopera.
Juggalopera.
That fucking deaf, dumb, and blind kid is playing a fucking pinball. How does that work?
Fucking rainbows.
I'm going to the motherfucking Juggalopera.
They're going to tell me about magnets.
Yo, that shit ain't over till the fat ladies sing. And, yo, Juggalos, they bring four fat ladies. Shit's going to be over. The Juggalopera is only attended by fat ladies.
And that's a miracle.
Yo, fat ladies, how do they work?
How do they get out of the bed to go to fucking work? I understand. Like, grease the door?
On a rascal.
Fucking Oprah.
Yo, fucking rascals, how do they work?
Fucking Juggalo Oprah. How does she get out of bed? She's fat, then she's not fat, then she's fat again. I don't understand it.
How does she do that?
Oh!
Throw the dice. That's good. Dice man showed up.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner thinking about fucking rainbows. Oh!
And that's that.
What did Dio officially die of?
How do we segue from talking about Dio's death to ICP? Now back to Dio. I don't
miracles.
Know. Yeah.
Joe, fuck Dio dying. How does that work? But no, Dio, he had stomach cancer. That's how he died.
Stomach cancer.
It's like the worst kind of cancer.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk to him at the Revolver Board?
I didn't talk to him because he's too big for us.
Okay.
No pun intended.
But, come on.
Maybe you were too big for him.
Maybe. Maybe. Yeah.
Everything's too big for Dio.
But
cut up to your navel.
We did see him, and he looked. I mean, he looked. Obviously, he looked like, you know, he's been battling cancer, but he looked really good. He looked really good. So it's honestly, it was like very, very surprising.
I mean, he's a handsome guy. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's a lovely seller. And I mean,
you know, I was talking to Jose, and he told me that Dio is an avid pot smoker.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't believe it.
That is awesome.
He was
why don't you believe that?
Some guy.
No, it's fucking magic.
Some guy. Yeah. Some guy called Jose. Jose from SiriusXM Liquid Metal told me.
Yeah. Name dropper.
Yeah.
He also was one of the last journalists to interview Dio.
He's a journalist now?
Yeah.
No,
where can I read his work?
Time Magazine.
You can hear it.
That's not journalism.
That's not journalism?
It needs to be in a journal. That's
satellite
what
radio
looks
is
like.
Not
okay.
A real radio.
A reporter? Is he a reporter?
He's a host.
That works.
Yeah.
He changed his name to Jose Cronkite.
Yeah.
Yolanda Vega? I see her on the news
that's
sometimes.
His new gig. Hey, man, today's winning lotto numbers are. They're awesome. Awesome.
Fucking lotto. How does that work? Miracle.
Ping ball, the ping pong balls come out of the thing. I don't understand it, man.
You were saying?
It doesn't matter. I'm done.
Noah's over it. All right. Good thing we brought in Sean so he could be our fourth now that Noah's done with it.
That really was the transition.
That's fine. I'd rather just, you know, run the board and make sure everything's working.
I'll run your board.
Not talking.
Hey, yo, fucking audio boards. How do they work?
No one. Tell the juggalo how the audio.
Are there maggots in there?
I'm not contributing to that conversation.
You're wrong anyway because it's a miracle. That's how. It speaking of boards, we have a phone number here. Rob, want to get the number out?
Sure, it's 646-929-1357. Give us a call. We'll talk. No big deal.
And we'll explain how things work in nature.
It'll explain all of life's miracles.
Tell your friends.
Like dirt.
So over the weekend, Sid and I went to see Iron Man 2, and I feel it's been long enough where we can reveal some spoilers.
Yes.
Yeah, like I was sort of mediocre.
Not even that there were like big spoilers.
Before you say it's mediocre.
Have
I
you
feel
seen
like
it?
I had some big shoes to fill from the first one.
Have you seen it, Sean? Have
yeah.
you seen it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So we can talk about it.
Did you see it?
I don't care about it.
I'm with
Sorry.
All
yeah.
I haven't
there was
seen
no
it.
Fantasy metal.
Well, have you seen the first one?
No. Yeah. I do plan to see it, but I don't care if you spoil it.
Right.
I don't care about movies unless they have zombies in it. So.
Well, Mickey Rourke
plus
sort of counts as a zombie.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah.
He plays a Russian physicist.
No, but the first one I thought
he's
was
very attractive.
What?
Is he a zombie?
He
looks
like
a zombie.
Yeah.
He's had enough work done where he looks good. But, no, the first one was awesome. I think everyone can agree. It was a pretty great movie. And then, like, you know, I was kind of stoked on the second one because the first one was so good. And what I liked about the first one was not only was there, like, a lot of action in it, which, you know, one of those movies needs, but I felt like the comedy was very, very witty, very sharp. And like,
oh, it's Downey. Downey is...
But I feel, and I feel like, you know, I watched it in a theater. I went like on a Saturday to like a matinee, so there were like a ton of kids there, which was like a nightmare at first. But at the same time, I felt like they enjoyed certain things, and then certain things that were made that were like just for the adults, you know, like that might have been like over their head a little bit, but still not taking away from their enjoyment in the movie.
Well, I thought it was the quintessential like superhero bombastic kind of movie that didn't have to delve into being dark to be cool, you know, like Dark Knight, which would that
yeah, it was a fun popcorn.
It was a very bright you know, movie that was like really kind of lighthearted. There was no like really shit to overcome, you know, like it was just kind of
And then the second one, total turd. Well, not total turd.
Total turd.
The third will be a turd.
Yeah, but pretty much a turd. First of all,
comparatively,
like the comedy was nowhere near as good. It was so forced. I can see you use that term.
Yeah, it just seemed like certain scenes were like in the first movie, everything was like just in the flow of the story.
Yeah.
This one, like, let's have a scene that just sets up lots of one-liners for Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they're trying to cover too much as well. Like, introduce way too much shit for this later web of films that's supposed to come out, you know, like Avengers stuff and the other people. Like, it's just too much. Like, Scarlett Johansson and Sam Jackson and all, just throwing all
and that little fight scene she had where it was one henchman at a time.
They didn't even say that she was Black Widow. It was just...
They never said that Mickey Rourke was Whiplash either.
Yeah,
he never referred to as Whiplash.
So it's like kind of... you read the comic, there's just all the shit. Like the Watchmen movie, where no one really said anyone's name. They're just like, if you read the book, you got a lot of things.
I never read the book, but I pretty much follow it all.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay.
But with, another thing I hate about Iron Man 2 is, like, with 45 minutes left in the movie, or maybe half an hour, I don't know, I was over it. I was done with it. I was like, when is this over? I can't handle this.
I definitely had a moment of looking at my phone.
Yeah.
I would have looked at my phone, but I was asleep at that point.
You should have gone to buy Twizzlers. Why didn't you go to the candy stand?
I didn't want
to
miss the action.
I'm a red vine.
But there was, I mean, like...
Red vines? You know what those are?
Those are good.
Yeah. That's like another Twizzler. Same thing.
Superior than the Twizzler.
Oh, yes. Far.
You have brand loyalty to licorice sticks.
I do. Yeah. Red vines. So. Can I get a red vine sponsorship?
If you guys saw Iron Man, give us a call. Let us know what you think.
Who saw Robin Hood besides me?
I refuse.
Don't. Yeah, don't. Yeah, watch it as
just watch
watch
Gladiator,
it as a TBS
right?
Sunday afternoon. No, not even Gladiator. Far, far superior.
No, Gladiator was fantastic.
Gladiator was wonderful. Right. Robin Hood, utter discipline.
Well, how many times does that movie need to be made, honestly?
But this was supposed to stick straight to the real, real story. Uh-huh. Like, you know, like the actual myth.
And did it do that?
Yeah, but it was just like kind of...
Was it also really long?
Yeah, 2.5 hours.
Okay, remember when a movie being 2 hours is like what the like it had to be like
yeah,
a Spielberg movie,
like
a Spielberg movie. Now it's like it's if it's an hour and a half, it's like a miracle.
Yeah, no.
Fucking 90-minute movies. How do they work?
90 minutes is comedy or Tyler Perry, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not seeing Tyler Perry movies. I don't know.
Isn't that
CBS's
new slogan? Comedy or Tyler Perry?
Yeah,
that's it.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Iron Man 2, if you're on the fence about seeing it, don't see it. Wait for the DVD if you really want
to. No, wait to download it off of a torrent site.
Yeah, we could do that now. Anyway,
go for it.
Well, so, unless they want, like, HD quality or Blu-ray quality.
Yeah. Which you probably would want with a movie like Iron Man. You'd probably want good sound for that because there's a lot of whoosh.
I think that's what Roger Ebert wrote in his review. It's good, but there's too much hacking. Too much phlegm.
Well, that's the only sound Roger Ebert can make now.
So. Oh, no.
Did you hear him talk like he did? They did a...
They made his voice the robot?
Yeah,
that's awesome. They made a bland announcer even.
No, but but it's like made out of him talking.
Yeah,
yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really cool. For some old 50s films, he did a DVD commentary. So they just took that audio, because it was just like pure audio of his. There was no other, you know, interfering sound. So they developed a whole software out of his voice. I think that's... ridiculous. That's so cool.
I think it's pretty rad.
That's a fucking miracle.
Say what you want about Dio, but like, I got a soft spot for Ebert.
I made it play it. I found it.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is Roger Ebert.
Oh, that's funny. Hold on.
That's really what it sounds like?
Wait. Here, this is it. Hello, this is Roger Ebert. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast.
No. You're hired.
Here it is.
Film critic Roger Ebert has been part of our lives
for more
than 40 years, hasn't he? Reviewing movies in the newspaper and on TV. Well, 4 years ago, he lost his voice and almost lost his life to cancer. Now, Ebert has a computer program that translates his written thoughts into spoken words. The software uses recordings of his own voice to express his thoughts. Ebert demonstrated it to his wife, Chaz, during a segment of The Oprah Winfrey Show.
Want to hear the new voice?
Hey.
This is the first version of my computer voice. It's what they call the beta. It still needs improvement, but at least it sounds like me when I type anything. This voice will speak whatever I type when I read something. They will read in my voice. I have got to say, in first grade, they said I talked too much, and now I still can.
Ebert used his new voice program
to offer
predictions for this year.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Have you seen him? He looks like a fucking robot.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. He
turned into Mr. Roper, actually.
Right now we have a caller.
Let's do it.
Let's take this call. 260, you are on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
Luke from Indiana.
Uh-oh. It's Luke again.
Fucking Lucas.
What's up, Luke?
Luke.
Why are you calling in?
Out of boredom, I guess.
Right, naturally.
Have you seen Iron Man 2?
Yeah, I saw it twice, actually.
Nice.
Twice, so that you must have liked it if you've seen it twice.
Yeah.
That is correct.
How did you feel about the Don Cheadle switchover?
Don Cheadle is way better than the other guy. What's his name?
Don Cheadle is a way better actor.
Hustle and Flow?
Yeah. But I felt like he didn't have his heart in this performance.
Don
like
Cheadle,
the whole time I watched him, like, are you asking me or are you telling me, Don?
or when he first walked into that courtroom and he was just sitting there, it's like, yeah, let's not talk about it. You know, like, I thought they were alluding to, we just switched actors on you.
They should have done that, like, soap opera voiceover, playing the role of the black friend.
He's another black person.
Yeah, also another thing that, like, they never really explained how Don Cheadle's character knew how to control the War Machine suit.
Right.
He just put it on and he was like, oh, I get it.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. Why did he pull out the Captain America shield? You know, come on. Like,
what was that about?
It was like half built or something like that. Why was he building it? Like, it's just, I don't know. But anyway.
Who knows? So, but you liked it, Luke.
Now he doesn't want to admit that he likes
it. He's over it. All right, let's get to our other caller. We got another caller, 951. You are on the live cast, maybe.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Kevin from California.
What's up, Kevin from California? How are you?
I called before, I think. Yeah. God, guys.
Okay.
Well, if you're sure about it, then we're sure about it. So what's up?
Yeah. Not much. I wanted to request a song.
Okay. Is it a Dio song?
No, do that, though.
Yeah, it's a Dio song.
Okay. What's Dio song?
I.
What?
It's from when he was in Black Sabbath. I.
What is it?
Oh.
I, like the letter I.
Okay, and what will you do for us?
It's not search engine optimized.
It's not search engine optimized, but it's a great song.
I believe it's pronounced one. It's Metallica cover. He just did the Roman numeral thing with it. It's awesome.
Darkness imprisoning me!
Pretty good.
Thank you. I was practicing the whole train ride over.
You knew this guy. You had this guy call in. Set up your joke.
Right, Jeff! Or whatever.
Yeah, pretend you don't know his name.
Yeah.
Huh?
What?
Is this a song?
No, this is two.
Yeah, I think so. It starts really quiet. It doesn't come in for like 20 or 30 seconds.
The Black Sabbath phase of naming songs after letters.
Yeah.
I think he's requesting it for the music break.
Yeah. Too bad he's getting it right now.
Yeah, thanks.
I think we can get it.
Next we're going to play F.
Any other requests?
We're going to go through the entire alphabet.
We're going to skip to M.
Yeah. There's another really good song called Q.
Yeah, you took that joke and ran with it.
Yeah. I bet there's a whole bunch of other letters you could expand on that joke with.
At least 22.
This is Crazy Mike on 92.7. You just heard F and I with a little Black Sabbath block.
A twofer. A twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday. Even though it's Wednesday. Hey, hey. Coming up next in the following hour, we're going to have Black Sabbath with W and Z.
We're going through the entire alphabet, folks. Stick with us on our alphabet block.
But here is ICP with How the Fuck Does That Shit Work?
Kevin, did you see Iron Man 2?
What?
Did you see Iron Man 2?
I did not.
You shouldn't.
I heard it was not good, though.
Save your money. Save your money. Don't do it.
Okay. Did any of you guys happen to go to Metal Fest? Probably not, because you're in New York, huh?
New England Metal Fest or California Metal Fest?
California Metal Fest.
Yeah, no, we did not go. Johnny Orlando Jr., who is a correspondent for us, he was there doing some interviews.
That guy has nice suits.
Yes. Yeah. Did you go to that, Kevin?
I did. It was pretty cool.
What was it? Except what was the band that played? Oh, except there was drama?
Probably Dying Fetus or Revocation. Maybe Cattle Decapitation.
Nice. All good choice.
Keep naming bands.
Only, yeah, the side stage had like 20 people because everybody decided to stay at the Fox. So that was kind of gay.
Is that abroad?
Revocation was like the side headliner, and they played to all of like 4 people.
Sweet.
Well, they were going up against the Juggalo Opera at the time. So a lot of fans ran over there.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, I think we got through the whole song. Or like half of it.
All right.
In the background.
That's all you get, fucker.
Well,
thanks for coming in.
Okay. All right.
And long live Dio, right?
Well,
yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, Dio's God. Memory. Long live the memory of Dio.
Have a good evening, Kevin.
802. The lines are blowing up. 802, what's your name and where are you from?
I guess the Iron Sheik is not a fan.
All right. That was that. So speaking of the Iron Sheik.
Oh, yeah.
We did get a few submissions.
Darren, can we get a quick You Killed Daniel, except instead of Daniel, say Dio?
You killed Dio, 7-year-old baby. Why? He did nothing to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Darren. Thank you.
Our audience loves it.
Thanks.
I'll be opening up for the Juggalo Opera later this week.
So, Cancer Scare, who has pretty much made an entire album at this point.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik parodies.
This is the sixth one? Something like that.
He released Between the Shlomo and Sheik Part 2, An Excess of Random Bullshit. I imagine that when he prior to doing this, editing this, he probably smoked some PCP or something.
I would say something like that.
It's fucking random. I like how we so nicely transitioned from Dio to the Iron Sheik.
Well, someone called us.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was the transition. Well, here we go. Here's a Cancer Scare song.
So he's allowed to go?
Yeah.
Mazel tov.
All right. Right.
And Mazel tov. You got a winner.
All right. We have a winner.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Yo, this track featuring my bro Shlomo, know what I mean?
But you say you want to fuck Hogan in the ass. That's gay.
I know.
You know I'm a gay.
does is like remix our episode.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's awesome. It's a fever nightmare.
That was the best one.
Fucking smuggler!
Yeah.
That wasn't from our show.
No.
This is, I just want to point out that that is the most enjoyment anyone's ever gotten from any part of St. Anger.
Yep.
It's through our show.
It's true.
We rejuvenated the album.
It's the only way it's
looking. We've juvenated it.
We've initially juvenated it. And just a reminder, if you are just dying to do a song parody or a song, it's not really a parody, it's like a tribute song. Like what could we call it? It's a proper
a song.
A little if you want to submit a number, a fancy little number. The way you do it, you can either email it to hatemail@metalinjection.net, or we would prefer if you upload it to like sendspace.com or mediafire.com. And then just send a private message to
what about you
me
send
the
it?
Link. You send it also works.
And
you can send it to Rob Injection or Metal Injection, that private message.
Just a reminder, though, that there's no official rule. There's no official formal contest.
Yeah.
But when we have something to give away, we'll probably take all the best ones and give away.
Well, we did offer Cancer Scare a free T-shirt. That's right. On the way for him. Because
mm-hmm.
He definitely deserves it after all the work he's put into after all the content he's given us, like, we don't have to talk. We can just sit back and laugh.
We don't even have to make our own songs for our audience.
Although there's a song coming next week.
New song. Apparently.
Yeah, I've heard that before, Darren.
Yeah, which we're recording it later after.
Yeah, maybe we'll record after.
Because should I say who's singing it?
Say it.
Thor Schredstein. We'll be singing it.
You mean we're actually going to have like a record of his work that we can hear?
Yeah,
I hear it's an early demo.
Yeah, it's a little rough cut.
Wow.
He was supposed to come in before the show, but he didn't make it.
Yeah.
He's going to come in after.
And we're actually, I don't know if I should talk about this, but we're in discussions with Thor about getting him to sign up to be on the website. We want to do a reality show, a Thor reality show.
Mm. You want him to have a presence.
Yeah, so we're trying to, we're ironing out the negotiations, the contract details. Hopefully in the next few months we can get that going. Look for a press release through Variety and through The Hollywood Reporter.
What's the working title of that show?
He wants to call it Thorality.
Oh, okay. That's
it's a Thorality series.
Catchy. You got to make sure he shows up for the fucking
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have to get an ironclad contract. Get him to be sober enough to actually sign the contract.
Yeah, that's a problem with him.
He's been doing a lot of blow lately, I've been noticing. I follow him on Twitter. His name is Thor Schredstein. Mm-hmm. And
that's convenient. That
yeah.
Name is...
I'm surprised it was available too. And then, a few days ago, he just wrote, "Thor don't need to go out to party on a Saturday night. The party comes to Thor's nose."
I get it.
Zing.
Because he does coke.
Yeah. And then a few days ago, this looked like a tribute. He said, "Thor would like to take a moment to pay his respects to an honorable man." ..
Someone who died, right?
That loser I ran over with my car.
Oh.
Sorry, asshole.
Oh, I thought it was Dio.
I thought it was Dio, too.
I fell for it.
Was that Bret Michaels?
Oh, that's another thing we should talk about. We should move on to Bret Michaels. Good segueing, Noah. Unsegue.
You're getting ahead of yourself.
Control Z.
Another Cancer Scare song.
Oh, there's another Cancer Scare. Really?
Yeah, there were two of them.
Oh.
Do you want me to just play it?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Cool. You mean we're not going to talk about Bret Michaels?
Oh, we'll get to Bret Michaels. Oh, we'll
in the event that Cheeky Baby goes completely insane, is the name of the song.
Oh, okay, good. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Brian Shakespeare is so strong, he can bust in a girl's forehead, and it will make a baby in her nostrils. Iron Sheik sperm is number one.
I like that. I like some of the song text here. The blood, right?
Every time I die.
Oh, you're right. Right. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to
between the berries. I mean, good stuff.
I'm gonna have to tour with Cancer Scare because all these are samples of me. Half of them.
Pretty much, yeah. More than half.
You could pretty much do like all the voices, even the Sheik stuff. You could just do yourself. You got Cancer Scare in 3D Live.
Yeah.
It's a 3D Cancer Scare. Or Cancer Scare in 3D.
Featuring ICP.
Fucking Cancer Scares. How do they work? All right, guys.
Yeah!
No, you're still with us. Are you passing out? Did you have a long day, Noah?
Did
you have a long day?
I was just grumpy.
Some weed?
She's bearing her knees.
I was just grumpy because... Oh. I was hungry before I got here, and I get very antsy and crabby when I'm not fed.
So did you eat something?
What?
Did you eat something?
I did.
What?
Sean, did you give me something to eat?
Come on.
Pizza, right? Pizza. We're talking
about
pizza.
Yeah.
The left
tube steak boogie.
What'd you eat, really? Pizza?
Yeah, it was really just pizza.
I had pizza, but I was craving a hamburger.
Oh.
Because it's hamburger month, if you didn't know.
That's true.
I know. I'm supposed to have a hamburger every single day.
I think that's from Germany.
I could do that. By the way, we have, for all of our New York listeners, other than Shlomo, since he won last week, we have tickets to see Sodom at the Gramercy Theater.
Sodomy.
Not Saddam.
Saddam. His corpse.
Saddam.
Gonna go see Saddam.
So if you're in the New York area or willing to drive May 28th at the Gramercy Theatre.
Just want to watch some sodomy on stage.
First person to give us a call to claim the tickets, we'll get them. The number is 646-929-1357. You can see Saddam.
Yeah, we shouldn't false advertise. Like, there's no actual sodomy going on.
No, it's just the metal.
Well, you don't know.
Maybe
I mean, back on the bus.
Or in the bathroom.
Hey, even in the mosh pit.
That's true.
You don't know what type of crowd Sodom draws.
Isn't there a band Sodomy, too?
I hope so. Fuck. I don't know what this world would be without a band called Sodomy.
I don't want to live in a world where there's no band.
They're not actually Sodom. They're just Sodomy.
Sodomish.
Nice.
Sodomesque.
I'm trying to find what other bands are playing.
I got them.
Just give me one second. Oh, never mind. We take that back. Looking at the Live Nation site, the Sodom show has been canceled.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so...
Whoops! All the people on hold.
So, actually, anybody who calls in, we'll get tickets to the canceled Sodom show. No. We have another show. Entombed. We have a pair of tickets for Entombed.
Has that one been canceled yet?
That one is not canceled.
Once you announce them, they cancel the show.
That show is on a Wednesday, so...
What's our phone number here? Can I call in?
Wait a minute.
Well, if you guys want to go, you
I want to go.
You guys
so do I.
Do it.
Okay, do it.
Then how are we going to do the show?
Get Lonnie and Jenny.
Neither of us know how to run the board.
Entombed. Well, I know how to run the board. Entombed, Woe of Tyrants, facing the sun. And Sid, don't you work at a radio station? Shouldn't you know
no,
this kind
I
of
don't
of
work at a radio
didn't
station.
Didn't you? I mean, don't you
he's
work
like
at a radio network?
Mailroom guy. I thought he was like the mailroom guy, right?
Exactly. More or less.
You just make copies?
Didn't you go to school where you learned how to maneuver boards?
Not one like this ever.
Does it look really complicated to you?
Yeah. I don't know what all those dials are.
We have a caller.
Uh-oh, it's 718. Is that Shlomo? Hello, 718.
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
This is Felipe from Staten Island, New York.
Hello, Felipe from Staten Island, New York.
Hey.
How's the smell?
The dump.
Well, we're talking about Staten Island, right?
Hell yeah, it feels badass.
So what's going on, Felipe? I think you're a first-time caller. I don't recognize the voice.
Hold on 1 minute.
No, you hold on 1 minute. Put him on hold. waiting.
Wait, is he calling to win a canceled Sodom ticket?
Sodom. And,
no, the Sodom.
I actually want some tickets.
I'm an immigrant, so I'm allowed. I'm entitled to make my...
Are you really? Were you born here?
No.
Rob, you might remember me from New York City, the cattle decap show.
Hold on, I'm trying to find out if Noah's an immigrant.
I am.
I thought you were born here, though. I know you're Israeli. I wasn't born here. When did you come here?
What's up, Rob?
What's up? One second.
Will you hold on?
20 years ago.
This is very important. I don't know. I thought I knew you.
We'll talk about this in a second. But, Felipe, would you like to win Entombed tickets?
Yeah, man.
Entombed?
Yes.
You sure?
Hell yeah, man. Fucking love this. Right.
Do something to earn them.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Whoa.
I've got an idea. Me and Rob are both moving in a week and a half. You want to come help us move?
Oh, yeah.
All right, sounds good. No. You can have the Entombed tickets. Are you a Metal Injection junkie?
Oh, fuck yeah, man.
What's your username?
FIFA Felipe.
Okay. Metal Injection junkies, how do they work? Right, guys? Send me a private message to Rob Injection with your full name, and I'll make sure you'll be on the list for that show. All right, man?
All right, thanks a lot, man.
All right, cool. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too, man.
All right, cool. Now, Noah is from Israel, right?
Yes.
Okay, we got that. I don't think we had to go back to it.
I have Arab blood on my hands.
Oh, Jesus. Did you ever kill any Arabs while there?
No,
were you trained?
But I grew up in a settlement, and they killed two school children from my elementary school.
Wait, how old were you when you came here?
I was 7.
Holy sh! Really? Did you speak English?
No.
And you have no accent at all.
I know. It's very deceiving, isn't it?
How did that happen?
Say something in Jew.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. What do you
go jump in a lake. Say that.
I don't know how to say
it. I know
lake.
How to say it. That's why I'm testing you.
I don't know how to say lake.
Gay cock enough and yum.
Say it's very hot and my pants are too tight.
I didn't know that's what
that's Yiddish.
That's Yiddish.
Yeah, that's Yiddish.
Oh, you said Jew. I thought either one applied.
I thought he meant Hebrew since that's what we speak.
Yeah.
Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu.
Okay.
Say it's very hot and my pants are tight.
I don't know how to do that. I'm not gonna
what?
Say it.
Hebrew is a very sexy language.
It's not. There's a lot of
yeah.
Say something. Come on.
Stomet apet.
What does that mean?
Shut your mouth.
Okay. Yeah. There are no chachs in that.
By the way,
there's something chachy.
Someone in the chat writes Jews. How do they work?
Miracles.
How do they work in accounting? That's a
and they own the media.
By the way, Noah's building a wall between her and Sean right now.
So I feel like I am the Gaza Strip right now.
If only I had my rockets.
You'd fiddle pebbles on.
You said that two people from your school were killed as kids while you were a kid there? They were killed?
Yeah.
How were they
because,
killed?
Because we were, I guess, in like, you know, like the occupied territory. So there was our settlement, and then at the bottom of the hill, there was Palestinians, and one day they came to the like main road, and they blew up. Yeah. Well, that's not quite what a suicide bomber sounds like. So.
Oh, so did you witness this, or
no.
You just heard about it?
No, I just.
Someone
like,
told you.
Two people died from my school, so we're you know like we had a memorial.
Oh, I see.
We had balloons, and we let the balloons fly into the air.
You littered.
Yes.
Really so why did your family decide to come to America? Darren is just...
I don't want to get blown up.
Why? Because you didn't want to get blown up? Or, like, what, was there another reason?
Because... You really want to know this?
Yeah.
Oh, go on.
My mom hates my dad's parents.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Fair enough.
Actually.
Fair enough. All right. To get away from dad's...
It wasn't the bloodshed.
The in-laws. The in-laws are worse than bloodshed.
Usually
worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your dad's parents?
They're all dead, so I...
Oh.
I
so then why can't your parents move back?
They can, but we're happy here.
Are you happy? So wait, so like when you came here, you said you didn't know any English, right? So did you go to like a yeshiva or something?
I did.
Oh my God.
I went in second.
How did we never know this?
You never knew this about me?
No.
In second grade, I went to yeshiva Flatbush, and I was fucking miserable.
Oh
I hated
God.
It. And the next year, I went to public school.
So you...
Did you have, like, ESL classes in public school? Were you, like...
ESL? Excuse me?
Isn't that the language class?
This is great.
ESL is where the retards go.
No, it isn't.
English is a second language?
Yeah.
Is what it's
no, I never took an ESL class. Because...
So how did you learn English? What was your technique?
Because in the yeshiva, they taught us English.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew enough that they put me in a regular third grade class. And then from there, I was smart, so they put me in an advanced class.
Oh.
I don't know where that brain went, because now I don't know shit.
Went to your ashtray.
That was before
smoking
that.
The drugs.
But,
yeah. There it is.
That's it. Is there any other questions you'd like to know about
history? I'm trying to think.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I totally didn't know that. We learned something. We all know.
I thought you guys knew that I was from Israel.
Well, I knew you were from Israel, but I didn't know like the whole story of like going to the yeshiva. I never knew that.
I thought your parents were from Israel. You were born here.
My parents aren't even from Israel.
Where are they from?
They're from Romania.
The fuck?
Do you usually have a unibrow?
Do I have a unibrow? I've never had a unibrow.
Okay.
Noah's not a very hairy individual in general.
No.
She has a lighter color of hair.
She doesn't come here with hair. We don't know.
Yeah.
That's right.
I don't like body hair on girls.
Hmm. So you're completely shaved?
Oh, it's just
oh,
you
geez.
Wax your asshole.
Yeah, you wax your asshole. Is that it? How about your taint? Taint area?
Part of
I don't, wait, girls don't have taint.
Yes,
do
they do.
There's a little geesh.
I guess.
A little geesh.
A geesh? A geesh geesh?
A little gooch.
Geesh there.
Do you have your geesh? Is that shaved into a Jewish star?
Do you have a Magandova?
Into a menorah.
Magandova is the Star of David.
To a mezuzah.
I didn't know that. That was good. Thank you.
There you go.
She has it as a mezuzah, so of course I can kiss it before I get.
All right, so for all the non-Jews,
that means me,
Sean. Sean, it's really good that you're
don't
here.
Don't explain it. Let them look it up.
I'm really not going to bang
it. I'm going to nail a mezuzah onto my vagina. This is an excellent idea.
I'll explain
it's
it.
Like, okay, go ahead.
A mezuzah is a little, it's like a mini Torah. Like a, it's not really
I don't
even
know what that is.
It's a
prayer.
A bowl
bar is the Jewish Bible.
Okay, great.
It's a prayer. It's a prayer that's rolled up into like a rectangular...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it's called, Darren. What is it
well, it's
called?
Like a, it's like a little, it's like a magnet. Yo, but
it's
how
not
do
a
they
magnet.
Work?
It's just a little. It's just a little. Well, they make them as magnets. You put them on your door, and then before you go inside your house, you're supposed to kiss it or. Pick
you're supposed
it.
To put one on every door in the house. So when you walk into a room, you kiss it so that you're blessed when you walk in.
Yeah,
but
you don't actually put your lips on it. You kiss your hand.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Hand.
Kiss
well,
your
you're
hand.
Supposed to kiss it, but they
you're supposed to tongue it.
Because
if you actually read the Torah, there's a lot of tonguing. No, but so the joke being that he would, her boyfriend would have to kiss the mezuzah before kissing the vagina.
Oh,
before going in. No,
before
going
for
in.
Entry.
Before entry, yeah.
Are you like a Terminator? How are you going to magnet that thing onto you?
Well, no, it's not a magnet. You can nail it or screw it.
Oh,
she's gonna shape a geish into a mezuzah.
So much Yiddish. So much Yiddish.
I really like where this combo went a lot. So that's crazy. That's crazy. But you were into metal in Israel too, or did your brother get you into metal? Is that how you got into it?
She was into shrapnel in Israel.
Yeah, I was into like you know, real
metal slugs.
Nail bombs.
No.
IEDs.
Excuse me. I'm talking.
This is story time with Noah, not Sean.
Sorry.
I'm gonna cut off your mic. And then cut off your penis.
Hello.
That's gonna happen.
That's hot.
My brother got me into metal, yes.
Okay.
But I liked like rock music, like I liked Guns N' Roses, AC/DC,
okay.
And Aerosmith. I liked Aerosmith. And my first tape I got was from Israel. It was a Guns N' Roses tape.
Nice.
But not like before I moved here. It was after.
Right. Oh.
Once when I went back.
I see.
And did your brother know any English, or he also had to learn English?
No, he because he's older than me, he had it in school.
Oh, I see.
Because, I mean, like, everyone in Israel speaks English.
Right.
Everyone learned.
Yeah, not you. So was this like a little? Was this like a village that you lived in, or was it like a town?
It was a shtetl.
It was when my parents moved there. It was nothing.
Oh,
it was,
yeah,
just dirt roads and teepees.
What? The fucking Indian Jews there?
Native America?
We're a very diverse bunch in Israel.
So
they don't have fucking Indians. Come on,
Tatanka.
No. So wait.
So like, did you live in an apartment? Like, what was your place like?
No, it was
a pueblo.
It was houses. Houses, you know, like it was.
Okay.
You know, like
was
you
it
were,
shacks
just
or
building.
Houses?
No, it was, you know, like some concrete. And stuff.
Okay. So
of course, mud and clay.
Okay, so that's pretty.
What does a fucking Jewish teepee look like?
It's made out of Arab skin.
Right. Dollar bill.
That was good. That was
they
good.
Were yarmulkes with a little feather sticking out.
Did you ever have any Palestinian friends in Israel?
My neighbor, he was an Arab, but not from
Palestine.
Not from Palestine. I think he was
Arabia.
Yeah.
The Arab Emirates.
He was Persian.
He's got to work at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, Persian. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know exactly where he was from. I can't remember that far.
Hmm.
But he wasn't white.
That's cool.
There's a lot of Ethiopians in Israel.
Well, it's pretty close.
I heard they eat well.
The Sally Field kind?
Yeah, they don't have to eat.
Sally Struthers?
Branches.
Sally Struthers.
Yeah, Sally Struthers.
Those Ethiopians?
Yeah, just not malnourished.
How long is the flight? How long is the flight to Israel?
Like 10 hours.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
It's a lot of power napping, Rob.
Yeah. Woof.
There was a Jew joke sent into the chat here.
Okay.
What's the difference between a bar of soap and a Jew?
What?
A bar of soap doesn't die after 45 seconds in the shower.
Noah, any response?
I take really long showers. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I didn't get that at first, that it was the gas shower. I thought they just meant Jews don't bathe or something.
No, there was another one above that, if you scrolled up. It said, what's the difference between a Catholic wife and a Jewish wife?
What?
Catholic wife has real tits and fake jewelry. you know, like boobs.
Oh, yeah, boobs. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. If you have any questions about Noah immigrating from Israel,
just ping it.
I have a lot more, but let's not belabor the point. So.
Let's wrap it up.
What do you got?
Well, next time.
We're over it. All right.
We're never having this conversation again.
So ask now, then.
Over it.
Ask now or forever hold your peace.
She's really from Madison, Wisconsin. She's totally.
So let's go to a music break.
Okay.
Yes, let's.
How do we go there?
We take the M train. All right, as we said, this is a very... this is a Dio-themed episode. All of the songs are going to be by Dio, except for this first one, which is by Tenacious D. I think everybody knows what we're doing.
Tenacious Dio.
Well, they have a song called Dio. Right. It's about Dio.
I don't like them.
Rob likes them.
Tenacious D? I love Tenacious D.
I don't.
I think that movie was phenomenal.
That movie sucked.
Well,
first album's great. The movie
Sid
sucked.
Sid says this as a longtime Tenacious D fan.
I didn't think it sucked.
I enjoyed the Masterworks DVD.
I did not enjoy that DVD.
I didn't like the movie.
Let's all not agree on anything.
The documentary, I hated.
Yeah, I think that was on the Volume 2. Are you talking about Volume 1 or Volume 2? The one with the
volume
TV
one.
Show on it?
Yeah, that was amazing.
With the
Volume
butt
2
baby.
With the tour DVD?
No.
DVD
I didn't,
was
terrible.
Behind the scenes.
Don't
that
watch that. You'll hate that, Daniel.
Yeah.
Don't watch that.
They come off like but douches.
You told me that.
Yeah. But the movie I thought was amazing. I think it's probably the best metal-themed musical comedy. Should check it out.
Name another.
Too Wong Fu.
Anyway, so this is from their first album.
Why Did I Get Married?
Which we can all, with the exception of Noah, agree was a phenomenal album.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. It was a fun.
It was
a
romp.
It was rocking. It was rocking. It was a good time. Dave Grohl on drums.
I don't like Jack Black.
All right. Fair enough.
He's Jewish.
I don't care.
I like Kyle Gass.
All right. So here it is, your Dio rock block.
He was short.
For a long, long time. Now it's time for him to pass the torch. He has songs of
wildebeest and angel. He has soared on the wings of a demon. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Chelsea Blandington. I know what you people are doing over there, with your sex parties, poker games, and whiskey binges. I haven't seen Chuck in 3 days. But if you see him, tell him the kids and I have moved in with my mother. And now, it's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Wow, problems at home for Chuck Blandington, our bland announcer guy.
Who's been keeping the whiskey? Because I don't see any.
Well, she's just paranoid. Like, she doesn't really know what goes on here. She just thinks that because Chuck doesn't come home.
She can't access the internet and listen for herself.
He also comes home with lipstick all over his neck.
Yeah. Noah.
I'm not wearing any lipstick.
So just to recap.
Rob.
During I'm not wearing any lipstick on my lips.
Astic.
So just to recap that music break, we started out with Tenacious D playing Dio. Then we moved on to Rainbow with Man on the Silver Mountain, followed by Rainbow in the Dark by Dio. Love
fucking
that.
Rainbows in the Dark.
How did they work? Love that.
It's a miracle.
That's my favorite moment.
Here it comes again. Yes! This part rules!
No
metal!
This is not rule.
Put a flute for you.
So beyond that, we played Black Sabbath's Die Young. I thought that was appropriate because it was pretty young.
Oh.
Then something that people in the chat room went nuts for was Ronnie James Dio and Yngwie Malmsteen covering Dream On by Aerosmith. That was pretty awesome.
One of the most unnecessary covers ever recorded, I would say.
Well, who made you judge? Followed by...
Besides Smash Mouth.
Smash Mouth. TV Crimes by Sabbath ended that. Dio Rock Block.
All I could think about when he played that riff was like it was the 95.1 Will Rock when Wisconsin and Illinois come to rock. You know, like any of those big hard rock radio stations.
I keep saying we need to do bumpers like that.
Yeah,
we fucking totally big radio bumpers.
We should just meet up
on
weekend.
Let's do it tonight.
We'll be here all night.
You're getting the let out on the loop.
The home of dick and fart jokes on the internet.
All right, I'll just cut this out, and we'll have them.
Well, you talked over it now. See, there you go. You can't do it.
The home of Noah's pussy jokes. Fucking magnets. How do they work? Find out. It's a talk block. We play music when we feel like it. A lot of those other places are 2 minutes talk. 2 minutes talk, 58 minutes music. Not at the Metal Injection Livecast. We play music when we have to take a piss. When we need smoke breaks or pee breaks, we play music. And if it sounds like we're stoned, we probably are. We definitely are. And we forget to order pizzas. Who knows? Pizza, pizza, pizzas.
Oh, pizza, pizza.
Oh,
Little Caesars.
Do you want to add to that, Sid?
I'm all right.
Do you have any rock block?
I don't have the voice for that.
Sid edits that every single day. Yeah. I don't think he wants to.
Yeah, I've heard enough.
Come on, try, Sid. Try. You know what the good phrases are, so give us some.
I know you do it after you go to the shower. Look in the mirror.
Give us some to work with.
You guys pretty much covered all the bases, to be fair.
You give us 60 minutes, we'll give you 60 wasted minutes.
Get ready for the buzzsaw!
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we have a promo like that.
We need those fucking bleeps and, like, you know.
Straight out of Ron Konkama Bay.
I love that word, Ron Konkama.
I don't even know what that is, but I like
it's
it.
It's a town in
Long Island.
Yeah. I was about to say in Long Island, but.
It's definitely honest.
It's probably one guy sitting in a studio naming every town in godforsaken town in the United States.
Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan. That's not the United States.
Same thing.
They have radio in Canada.
America Junior. No, I don't know if they've got it yet.
They haven't invented radio in Canada.
Rocking your socks off in Podunk, Illinois. Now in HD.
What does that even mean?
Toledo, Ohio.
Sid, what does HD radio mean?
It's bullshit.
It's the same, like, it's not like you're plugged in, you're still getting a radio signal, right? So is it like, I don't get how it's better. How does that work?
Sound better.
Does it?
The audio.
Do you have any HD radios at your job?
I don't.
At your daytime gig?
I do not.
Do you have a Blu-ray radio player?
Yes.
Yeah. I just threw out my HD radio. Not, like, valid anymore.
I'm still running my laser.
Whoa, Sid has a fan in the chat.
That's the same girl that was Darren is so hot the other week.
Oh, yeah,
sure it was. Sure it was, yeah.
Wait, but she says, Sid, I like your voice. Say something naughty.
Everything I say is naughty. You're just clearly not paying attention.
Yeah.
Vagina boobs.
There you go.
Vagina
boobs.
About my ass?
Yeah.
What about my ass?
Describe your ass in a
it's
naughty
hairy
voice.
And
no, no.
Flabby.
Say
and
the word puckering.
Puckering?
No, about your ass.
It's puckering.
The internet home of vagina boob.
I don't wipe properly.
I just bleach.
Dingleberries. You want dingleberries? We've got dingleberries.
So do you shave your ass hair into a mezuzah?
It does it on its own. The dingleberries harden into like a filling.
Do you ever point it at your girlfriend and say, pucker up, buttercup?
I don't say anything. She knows what to do.
Oh, she gives you a stiff tonguer?
She's a goy. She doesn't know about kissing a mezuzah.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Let's ride a mile 2 inches at a time. You know,
it seems very uncomfortable right now.
No, so I'm thinking, wait, so
you don't like
analingus? So she likes gnawing on your dingleberries?
No.
Not gnawing.
No, it's not uncomfortable. She'd rather talk about someone else.
Yeah, I'd rather talk about your ass than mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Wait,
hold on. Do you like Amy eat your ass?
No, that's never even been an option.
Why?
That's never been addressed at all.
If she put her mouth on my ass, I would never want to kiss her again for the rest of the time.
What?
Have you ever put your mouth on her ass? Do you love her?
So what's the difference?
So
she girl.
So?
That's
girls
all.
Poop.
You've never had your ass licked?
No, and I have no interest in ever
having.
Why?
What? Come on. No, look at that. Come on, let's go.
Have you ever had your ass fingered?
No.
Come on.
What's the closest
product?
It's 2010.
I've had a couple prostate exams. That's about the closest.
Did a girl ever lick your balls and go like a little strain toward the taint area?
Not really.
Tickle your taint? Taint tickle?
Why are you so opposed to that? I'm not knocking you. Everyone's different. I'm just curious.
I don't know. No.
It's not that it's gay, right?
I poop all the time.
It doesn't matter. Well, good, because that means you have a very clean anal canal.
But it feels good when you take it.
But you piss out of your dick.
Really?
Yeah,
what?
That's how it works.
Fuck you.
No.
And I mean, like, there's blood that comes out of her vajay. You used to eat that.
Yeah. So
for breakfast.
I got my Red Wings this weekend.
Yeah,
you got bloody vaginas. We've got bloody vaginas.
On the Metal Injection live cast.
Wait, so have you ever been just a little curious about anal play?
Come on, stick it
you
up.
You never accidentally stuck.
My butt, no.
Why?
Just, no.
But it feels really good.
It feels fine when my dick gets played with. I don't need any extra. It's fine.
You don't want to get penetrated by your girlfriend.
Also,
don't you put your dick in girls' asses? How is that any, isn't that like.
Because it's a girl's ass.
So girls shit too.
Yeah,
it's different.
How is it different?
You never accidentally had a shampoo bottle slide up there?
Accidentally.
Like a perp plus? A perp plus, accidentally.
One time in Boy Scouts.
Head and shoulders.
No, I think he's saying it's a feel. It's a mental thing. It's not that.
Also, I don't want to, like, do it and then find out that it's my favorite thing in the world, and then I'll just wear my ass out.
No, but we're not talking about.
What does that even mean? How would you wear your
dildo?
I'll be fingering myself all day long.
Self-control.
But don't you already jerk off all the time?
Yeah, but.
So that you found out you like that?
But I'm not going to give myself hemorrhoids by jerking off.
How would you?
I know, but you could get raw with skin a bit.
Right. How many fingers do you want to shove in there that
you don't know? I don't know. This is why I don't want to find out. I don't want to cross that bridge.
Wait. 12. Three hands.
Some doors are better left closed.
An entire fist.
Some doors are better left closed.
Wait, Sean, you seem very comfortable talking about this.
I'm very comfortable talking about anything sexually.
Okay.
I have no problem with human sexuality.
Have you stuck a finger up there?
Have I?
Yeah. Well,
I have. Has it happened? It's happened.
Yeah.
It's definitely happened.
What was his name?
Rob, you don't remember your own name?
You don't remember spooning at MDF? Maryland Bedfest, we called it?
I do remember that.
Maryland Bedfist.
Yeah.
So how did it feel, Sean? Tell us.
I mean, I had no problem with it. It was like it wasn't like oh my god, terrible, or oh my god, happen all the time. It was
what it is.
Yeah, there was nothing.
Has a girl ever licked it? Ever
sure.
Teased it?
Sure.
Sure. How does that feel?
It's so gross.
I mean, like, literally,
is
again.
You understand.
It's not gross.
I mean,
not gross.
Again,
the word
not is. Favorite stuff, but, like, it's nothing that was like, oh, my God, it's terrible.
Would you say it was pleasurable?
I mean, in the moment of that, it was in the throes of very...
Well, if you can find... I'm sorry, it's true.
No, go ahead.
If you can find a girl who's willing to tongue your asshole, you have a keeper, I think.
I don't know.
Then you got to wonder who else's asshole she's been tonguing.
Well, I'm assuming...
But
that
I feel like... But you got to wonder how many dicks has this broad sucked, right?
Yeah. Right.
So what, like, really, where...
But what does it matter how many dicks she sucked?
But that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. It's like, really, what does it matter how many assholes she's licked? Like,
just, I don't know.
It really matters.
As long as she doesn't have hepatitis or herpes.
Or you have decent hygiene.
And another thing is, if she's sucked a lot of them, she's got to be...
Pretty decent.
Yeah, she has experience.
True.
If you look at it that way, don't you want someone who knows what they're doing, that
knows
their way with the tool?
Knows what they're doing, but isn't stretched out. That's
a good
trade-off.
That's a good one. And then if they are, you just go for the butthole. Unless that stretch out too, then like, wow. Then that's a problem. If both of those holes are stretched out,
then
you go for the ear.
Then
then you need another penis. Then you
double dong it.
Look at how Noah's, she spread her fingers apart 3 inches when she was saying.
No, I'm, I talk with my hands.
What were you doing?
Want?
Were you doing this?
Yeah, but your
like
your visual description of the penis
thinking,
was like a little, like a mushroom.
No, well, it's all relative. What if?
Wait, did you say you had sex with your relatives?
No.
We're going
it's
back to like the third episode
relative.
Of this show again.
So Darren, in the chat room, your friend said that you enjoy getting your asshole licked.
Oh, she didn't.
Where?
She did say this.
Yeah. I will scroll up.
Darren.
See, Iron Sheik right here. He said,
oh,
my girl's a
Darren likes to have his ass, he told me. I don't think I told her that, but it is true.
No.
Wait a minute. You are into anal foreplay?
No, I'm not into it, but I feel that...
On you?
I feel if it happens, I don't refuse it. I enjoy it, but it's not like I need to have that in
but
a girl.
But you said that
that's
you're not into anal, though.
No. I mean, doing it to a girl, I'm not into at all.
But you would let it, but you're in. But you're okay with a girl doing it to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, why? Why not?
What about shoving a dildo in your ass?
No.
About gently placing it?
Wait. So she put a finger in there?
No, I never had a
What if
finger.
It was like conical and you just went down as far as you could go?
Just tonguing.
All right. Thanks for the clarification.
Okay, Rob. Now you. Would you be into it?
I don't know. I mean, like, it's never happened. But
I said try it and then decide. Don't judge right now.
I'll leave it at that. Let's go. Let's figure this out right now.
I mean, Bruno.
Yeah. Bruno's do you have any good. Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Have him lick it off.
That's true.
Oh, nice.
Bruno.
I just learned that outside in the musical break.
Tongue and assholes. How does that work?
Miracle.
Tongue and dude's asshole.
Yeah!
That's what James sounds like when his asshole.
Zodiac Killer is asking if you'd want fingers or a beer bottle.
I'd go with fingers.
Yeah, I feel like
he
a beer bottle.
He made humble.
But a beer bottle is open at the end, and I feel that would.
Well,
you might get some junk in,
ridge,
in there.
Ridge. I don't like the ridging.
When you fuck a guy with a beer bottle, that's not gay.
It's
only
true.
If you use your dick.
No, as long as you're yelling slay.
Bro job.
Yeah. But, no, I feel like something with an open hole inside a girl or guy's ass wouldn't be a good scene.
Yeah.
You know, like, you'd eventually have to hit turd somewhere, and with an open hole, that's going to go in there, and you're going to pull it back out, and you're going to have...
You're going to have a dingle in the beer?
Yeah, in the beer.
That's
as much
only if they push.
You're going to have a dingle beery.
How are you going to get in if you don't push?
Dingle beery.
Well, you have to push
your
on the outside.
Ass is like,
the person who owns the ass is pushing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're like pushing out.
You can't put a bottle in someone and then like poop just falls into it. Like they'd have to push.
Well, if they've
and
had
also,
a, I've heard stories though about like porn stars that have had lots of anal sex and they'll just be at a party
and just shit.
Yeah, they're not even shit. Like they're wearing a dress and a poop just drops out.
Yeah.
Like without any.
They have no control of the muscle.
And there's just a little turd laying on the floor. But that's what happened.
Like what happened with the chair when Noah got up earlier?
I'm gonna tweet Tina Hayes and ask her if that's ever happened.
Can we do that right now?
Tweet her.
Live tweet some
get
porn
her
stars?
Get her to call in.
I think that the porn star that actually I heard that story from was Janine.
Oh,
is there like is there a name for this?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
But Janine really up until recently only did lesbian porn.
Maybe I'm wrong then.
Yeah, but lesbians use dildos on buttholes.
True.
Big one.
Big ones.
Yeah,
like those ones that are shaped like a fist.
Yeah.
Like a
The baby arm.
There's a head shop by my college, by our dorms, that was like, you know, that's where everyone would get their pipes and all that kind of shit. And they had this gigantic dildo on the top shelf that was, it literally was the size replica of a forearm with a fist like this.
Didn't
you know,
they use that in like Borat or one of those movies?
Yeah, but that was like a tiny, it was like a, that was like a shrunk, this was like a really, real life,
full on
arm.
Nice.
Like, not a baby arm, like a real arm. Because like, I'm sure like, there's some pedophiles out there that want that baby arm, but they're like, this is a man's arm. Like, there was actually, like, synthetic hairs put in there.
Oh. And, like, a biker's glove on it.
Yeah. And there was, like a cross tattoo.
Oh, Jesus.
And a couple of rings, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Where's the After Dark music for that?
Oh, this whole thing was After Dark, really. But if you want to share your anal foreplay experiences, give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357. I just want to say that number is so ingrained in my head that the other day I was filling out a personal form where I had to put my phone number. I started right at the livecast number because we both start with 646.
That's
a little inside info for you.
That was a fun story.
Googler, if you're listening.
Where's he at? Googler's over metal injection.
Yeah, well,
good, because we're over him.
Dio right now, I think.
We're
and,
the same now, anyway.
Just sit singing.
Oh, Grindcore Luigi has most of your phone number right there.
Yeah. I like Josh Groban's comment about that. The that fist dildo is named the American Challenge. That's good.
Is it really?
Or is he the American?
No, I think, yeah, he said he saw one, and it was called the American Challenge. Like, that's good. It should be like a game show.
Only a real American could take a fist like that.
Like Dusty Rhodes?
It'd be a real American hero.
That's what they do, and that's what they used to do on Ellis Island.
Ellis Island?
Ellis Island.
Is that,
I'm an immigrant.
When you came through there, did they make it?
We had to take the American Challenge.
Which is getting fisted before you came into the country?
Do you really want to live here?
You got to get your anal.
Oh, no. This is the American dream. This is the thing they're talking about. Bend over.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
And I've never been able to walk straight ever since.
Who said you walked straight in the first place?
Who?
I was 7 years old.
Ah, fisting kids on Ellis Island. We went there.
American Dream theme song. The second week in a row, please.
We need to do a mashup of this and the Cheetle song.
Fuck! Fuck!
That's the next Kansas scare.
Get on it.
American Dream. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Remember when they did those skits with him, like where he was a plumber cleaning his pee out of his toilet?
Aye. How did he ever become a wrestler? That fat fuck.
Don't you have to be gay?
Yeah.
Yes, totally.
Like a card-carrying gay.
That was card-carrying. Surprisingly enough, I think they're like really homophobic. There aren't really like many out wrestlers.
Really? I'm surprised by that. Come on, with Jake
don't
Snake's mustache.
But
really?
But don't you think if a guy were to come out, it'd be like really awkward to like wrestle him?
Well, no, there was that one that just it was in the news recently that there was like a bisexual
Canyon
wrestler.
But he didn't come out until after he stopped wrestling.
And
no,
he's dead.
No. The black guy?
Black guy? Oh,
no,
yeah.
No, right now. Yeah, it's his character.
Yeah.
Character is bisexual.
Yeah, Orlando Jordan. Orlando
he isn't even.
But it's bad. Him. It's not even. It's.
I don't know anything. I'm just asking you guys.
Orlando Jordan? Anyway, yeah, no. There's not really, like, out
JBL
active wrestlers.
Isn't that the black guy from Mad TV?
Yes, same guy. But, yeah, so 6'4".
How about Pat Patterson?
Right, but he doesn't wrestle. He's like a manager. He's like an agent.
He's not even really out. It's just like...
No, he's out.
Groban says S.A. Rios.
What about
nice. Come on, the Hardy Boys. The Hardy Boys wasn't a gay thing.
The Hard On Boys.
Yeah.
What about Mr. S?
No, we.
Come
on.
He had a gay character.
Character.
Similar to the character Rob plays on this show.
What?
The gay character?
Yeah.
We haven't introduced that character yet.
he's that character off the live cast.
Come on, guys.
Thank you.
We all play a character. Like, I'm the goyim. We got the broad. The charming one.
Wait, what?
The sound effect guy and the gay character. Like, we're all...
the charming one. Darren, the sound effect guy.
Sound effect guy and the gay one. Like, it's
Sean is the good judge of character.
I'm glad. I used to be the late-term circumcision guy.
I thought you used to be the fat one.
But then he started gambling.
Darren, that was Rob, not me.
Yeah, for a change.
For the record.
Go to the gym 3 times. I think you can fucking diss people now.
No. I wasn't dissing. I was commentating.
Commentating.
On the,
Darren, call him a blue face.
Such a gay thing to say.
Call him a blue face, Darren. Come on, you know you want to.
I don't even know what that means.
No, I'll take the high road.
It means that Rob's face looks like a boot.
Really? How? I don't see the resemblance.
It's just something they started saying.
Do you own a pair of boots?
Yes.
Look at Rob. Think of your boots.
Wait, hold on. Let me make my boots face.
Like from a profile or from the bottom or what? Oh, like the chin? Is it? I don't understand.
I don't get it. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me know that I don't look like a boot face, but I do look like a gay.
It's true. No, I think it was more awesomely gay when you had the giant fro. Like
the fro?
Yeah, when looking at the stuff from, where were you guys, Nam or some shit? Nam?
Yeah.
When you were in Nam?
Nam, yeah.
It was a little out of control.
It was amazing. I wanted to come back.
No, I can't. I don't think I could. It was so much.
I will go on record and say it was more attractive than you look right now.
No, I don't.
I like the big hair too.
Yeah, I would say that.
You know what it looks like? Do you remember?
Let's back up. I like the big hair too. It looks like a cartoon. I could really get a lot of ass.
But I feel broads are drawn to something like that. Like, not.
Do you remember the Treehouse of Horror episode where Homer got the fake hair implant?
That was a full episode. That was in the Treehouse of Horror because he got like the gel right for the hair, and then he got like promotions at work. And then he was going to be like a vice president, but then Bart played with all of his hair goo. So then
let's wrap it up.
Anyway, what's your point?
Well, that's what it reminded me of.
Oh, okay. Great.
It made
story.
Me happy.
Great story.
Oh, no,
because
and then
now,
you found $5.
Because when you make the Homer sounds at the gym,
I make Homer sounds?
Yeah, he's eating donuts.
Ooh. And whenever we're done, he goes, woohoo!
I thought Rob looked gay in the picture when he had the stained shirt and that dog collar on.
Oh, when he was in 311.
That was
Rob 10 years ago. Totally.
No, but I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding around. You looked better with the bigger hair,
I don't
the
like
sideburns,
it.
And then the.
Well, I think even now this is like a little too much hair. I need a haircut now.
See, I don't know. I will.
Let's ask the chat, guys.
Yeah, go to the chat.
How did I look in the NAMM stuff? Was that a little too much, or should
we
I
have to send a link? Apparently, we need to send a link.
Oh no, they want the stained shirt. I think that's what they want to link for.
Oh fuck that! No, give them the big hair.
It's linked on the blog post for episode 66. If you look in there, in the comments.
What about
See, you wear it well, says that broad. I don't even know that's broad.
I'm
trying to say something. Thank you. What about
what
when
you
had your hair
yeah.
and it was
so
blue,
anyway, like when
and your mom thought you were gay.
Wait, Oh, well, that was because, I dyed my
you
hair blue.
You were blowing a dude?
I dyed my hair, as I was dyeing my hair blue, I was blowing a dude.
Blue?
I blew myself.
Tell that story again.
No, it's actually a great story.
Sure.
This was high school? Late high school, perhaps college. So I was just, I dyed my hair blue. I thought it'd be cool.
That's when everyone was dyeing their hair with Kool-Aid.
I didn't do it with Kool-Aid, though. I got, like, Manic Panic.
Oh.
Which is terrible.
Right.
When I was, like, walking around my neighborhood, and my mom totally disliked the hair to begin with. And then she tells me how I've shamed her because she got a call from her like close friend who saw me in the neighborhood, and her close friend was like, I saw Rob and I don't want to be disrespectful or anything, but is he gay?
He's on roller skates in the corner, hand out hand jabs, $50.
And he has blue hair.
And he has blue hair.
But then she started giving you the speech like, Robert, we love you even if you're to the gay.
No way.
Just use a condom.
That's totally not the speech she would give me.
You don't want the HIV.
We don't want the HIV.
And then the week after, you came home with your eyebrow pierced.
I don't think it was like the week after, but I definitely... That was another...
Did you have a tongue ring, too?
The only... And it's funny because... No, I never got a tongue
ring. Did you have a ball chain necklace?
We talked about it.
Yeah, the picture.
Yeah. There was this one time she caught him sucking a guy off, though.
Oh,
Then she thought he was...
Put it over the edge? Yeah. It wasn't the frost... Did you frost your tips, too?
No, I never did the
frost. The guy frosted his tips.
Did say that sexually.
Do it again.
The guy frosted his tips.
So charming. I really think you're one of the most charming people I've ever met.
Are you? So, and I'm the gay one here? I think you're the one that's sexually attracted
to Sean.
Hey,
there's nothing homoerotic about being charming.
You're charmed by him.
I would like to meet my mother. You're that charming. You're that charming.
Would she cook dinner for us?
Yes, right. Yes. She would probably be so charmed by you that if you stayed over, like, she would make a bed on the couch.
I thought you were going to say she was going to try to crawl into bed with me.
Yeah, that too.
Okay,
all right. But,
what's her signature dish?
Mastacholi.
Oh, all right.
She's a good at the Italian. It's basically lasagna with noodles.
Just to get back to my...
I heard LeBron's teammate that wanted to have sex with your mom.
Just to get back to the eyebrow piercing, I don't have it anymore. And the way that my mom got me to take it off, because she hated it, was...
How's that work?
No. When she found out that I smoked pot, the compromise was that... she wouldn't kick me out if I took out my eyebrow piercing. Well, she was like, I'm going to kick you out because you smoke pot. And then I was like, all right, I'm leaving. And then she's like, no, let's figure it out.
No.
And then she was like, all right, but listen, I'm not going to kick you out, even though I've established that, but just take out your eyebrow piercing. I was like, all right, whatever. I don't want to battle with you anymore.
Nina wants to know why you would get an eyebrow piercing.
I thought I was, like, really rebellious. And it was because this girl that I was hanging out with went to get a tattoo, and I was with her.
The girl you were trying to put a dick in?
Yeah, the girl that eventually became my girlfriend.
Yeah, that you
did you bang her?
A dick in.
Yes, I did
put my dick in. We need to find a way to get an exclusive interview for the last guest with this girl.
No.
Wait a minute. The other day, Rob gets into my car, and he's like, whoa, it smells like, and the girl's name, who was his ex-girlfriend. Uh-huh. I'm like, what?
No, I said it smells like her car.
Smells like her, okay.
Because you guys have a very similar car.
He still
car.
Remembers the smell.
Well, it's a very similar smell.
How long ago was this?
That was a little creepy.
2 years
road.
Ago.
Okay.
It's like 5 years ago, probably.
I would like to live tweet Rob having sex sometime.
Well, remember...
With you?
How can I live tweet if I'm
having sex? Let's go in the other room.
Yes. I can't use my... I can't, how am I going to
do it? Can
if you're on all four... You
well, you're not the one that's... you're the one that's receiving. That's the point. That's how you can live tweet.
Oh.
But we had that girl on the air on our old show, and she didn't even talk at all. Like, we shoved the microphone...
What
her,
a fucking
kind
dick.
Of sat there.
We should send her a Facebook request and ask her to...
is she on the Facebook?
Yes, she is.
Yeah?
I'm friends with one of her best friends.
Can she give us a recount of his dong?
I sure hope not.
Donging ability?
She's probably blocked all of that out.
Balls deep.
That's not from my computer.
The cops are coming.
It's always the same time in the show. It's like 15 minutes before the show's over. Some fucking sirens go off at it.
Somebody gets stabbed.
But beyond that, just to get back to my parents, I think I'm going to let the story out. I told
them. Your parents think you're
going. Oh, I was going to ask if I could say that. I'm but you can.
What?
Did they ask if she had a pee-pee?
Oh, I know.
Well, no. You know, again, speaking of the whole marijuana thing,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, my parents were totally not cool with it. You know, they thought it was, like, heroin, whatever. But I've been smoking for quite a while now.
Okay.
A while.
Almost a decade.
I wouldn't go. Definitely started this decade, or the previous decade, in the 2000s. Anyway.
You just sounded like a sorority girl. I had like 18 beers last night.
FYI, Groban just posted a link to the American Challenge.
What sorority do you frequent? Yeah. Hey, I
have like 18 beers. The one that beats me up, Starman. The ones that meet with the lot lizards at the truck stop. Right. I'm sure.
But hold on. So anyway, for the whole time, you know, they were always like not cool with it. But then like over time, they noticed that, you know, I'm not doing heroin. I'm not like on coke. So it's not, maybe it's not that bad. And I would always just tell her that, you know, everybody smokes. And then so lately they've been like more open to, they're going to be, I'm totally distracted now.
American Challenge. It's a woman. Her face is blocked out. It's a gigantic black.
She had a lens flare. She had a lens flare on her face.
It's like the Nigerian challenge.
She's gonna put that damp thing.
Rob, your story in a minute.
Lord. Yes,
yes.
It's almost as thick as her leg.
Quick, just live tweet it.
Skim, this is gonna take forever for that to expand.
What is X Hamster? I've never heard of that site.
Yeah, we gotta fast forward this.
I'm going to bing it.
A nice little butthole there.
He's going to bing herself.
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
It works. It's
come
she
on. Didn't clean
if
the
baby
the,
can fall out of that, it can go in.
She didn't clean the corona of duty around her butthole. So.
She right. bleached, yeah, no bleach.
That's years of buildup. That's not something you could clean.
Oh.
Whoa. It's like a whale came out of her
clothes. There you go.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's a never-ending hole.
That is so
back in.
Yeah.
Back in it goes.
Hold on, we only have to... Please, guys, let's... Nobody is getting this. They're not watching it.
Whoa! Go to the one on the left.
All right, moving on. Back to my story. This is a good story. It's going to be worth it. So, anyway...
Yes, your parents are...
So they're, like, being more open to it, and then they're... And then,
get to the part where you're gay.
Down. I think we have a name for the episode. That's it. Write it down.
But no, anyway, so they've been hinting at like trying it, and then for the longest time I'm like, well, I don't want to give you weed, whatever.
Oh.
And then since yeah, they're like, well, you know, for this longest time we thought it was so bad, but since it's fine, you know, just to see
sure.
what all the
sure.
look like that. And I was like, I don't want to. And then like yeah, me and my sister were talking about it, and then she's like. Yeah, I don't know if I want to do it alone. Maybe if you were there. I'm like, all right, so you're saying if we were both there, we could possibly do this. So then on Mother's Day, we all got together.
Meaning a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
Okay.
And basically suggested that we all smoke weed.
When is this going to happen?
It happened that night.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Let me tell you.
Wow.
It was the most surreal experience to come home, pick up my weed grinder and rolling papers, go to my parents' house, and then right in front of them, grind up weed and then roll it for a sesh with my parents.
And then puff, puff, pass.
Then puff, puff, pass. Funny. So the way we assumed it would go would be that, like, my mom would probably get, like, all paranoid and freaked out, and my dad would be cool with it. But it was my mom was surprisingly feeling it.
Nice.
Not only that, she totally picked up how to, like, inhale properly, whereas my dad smoked way too much, and then he had to go lay down. He took way too big of a pull.
Me? So it's me? You're right. Well,
you know what it is? It's because, much like you,
yeah.
he smoked cigarettes, so he would inhale it like a cigarette, which is improper.
Right.
It is improper. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to take a much smaller hit.
And then I want to take a nap.
And then, yeah, he had to go lay down, and then my mom was like, loving it.
I am tripping.
She's like, I could give a shit about anything else. But
in colors.
So, yeah, that was a pretty surreal experience to get my mom stoned.
Did you guys have, like a really good bonding experience?
Yeah, we were giggling and stuff. We were talking about stuff. It was fun. It was a fun day.
I feel like with your own parents, it could be kind of cool, but we smoked once in high school with a friend's parents, and that was just really awkward. Like, I feel like it's not your parents. Like, I'm like, are you sure you're not going to, like, call my folks and say we all smoke? Like, it's just really weird. And...
Right. But the funny thing is that, like, now she thinks she's, like, so experienced in it.
She's like, how do people do this every day?
Oh, my God. You're going to find her marching on, like, normal protests and stuff.
Yeah.
She's going to bring some H home. You guys gonna
she's going to be hanging out with Jenny.
Yeah.
and beating your dad at the end of the night.
Hey, okay, too funny.
Soror, they bake you some brownies.
Rope play. Rope play.
Some magic brownies. So there we go. Hilarious.
You're going to be a contributor to Bon Appetit.
Weed, how does that work?
Oh, that broad is saying goodnight to you guys, but she's... Isn't she attracted to the both of you?
Goodnight, crew chickle.
Robert, come into my bed. Oh, groovy, bro.
$6, bitch.
Have a seat. Robert, I made dinner with a new type of mushrooms.
Oh, that's next, Rob.
Yeah, we got a
You're
trip.
You're going
to
talk about some fat nugs.
Robert, the colors are so pretty.
What? Yeah, she's drunk, too. But, yeah, so that was that. And,
so are you going to do it again? Wait, did she ask you for your dealer's number?
I offered to leave her a joint for the road. She turned it down. I think I just wanted to try it out.
I smell a pot-infused orgy.
Yeah.
Sean's
family fucking?
Sean.
Oh, it's got an image of that fucking site with Lisa Simpson sucking homework.
We're back. And we're back.
Has anybody in the chat room smoked with their parents? And was it a good sitch or a bad sitch?
Has anyone in the chat room smoked with Rob's parents?
Scott says his dad's a cop and his mom's a Catholic, so that would never happen to God.
So God's Catholic. There we go. It's settled.
I don't know God's dad.
That's why I'm Catholic. Until I'm full of guilt.
When do we get to burn Sean?
It's true.
Oh.
Why would you want to burn Sean?
Because he's not a Jew.
Is that what happens to non-Jews? I don't...
Oh, I thought you meant verbally burn him. Like, Sean, you're ugly. Burn.
Sick burn.
Okay.
It's true.
Get a haircut, Sean. Sick burn.
Get a haircut, fucking you hippie.
Do something about those sideburns.
That literally is my number 2 favorite episode ever of Simpsons. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's your number 1 favorite.
Come on, Hullabalooza.
Oh, that's it. I love
and
that.
And then the baseball team was.
Smells like all those jackets.
It's just that they focused on the Lollapalooza lineup from like the worst year of Lollapalooza.
True. I mean,
but, there were still so many jokes. Like, who hired a 13-piece orchestra? Possibly Wall High. Cypress Hill looking in your direction.
There's a lot of good inside jokes.
Yeah,
and it wasn't just like going for like mainstream. Like it wasn't like U2 or some bullshit like they did with later guests. It was it was good. Sonic Youth was there.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like Middle America wouldn't even know who Sonic Youth was. But
it's true.
I don't know. Even like throughout, like what, Nine Inch Nails, the posters in the store at the beginning and whatnot. Like that, something or other.
Like Smashing Pumpkins are there.
And then they talked about fucking, what's the band that's saying we're an American band?
Grand Funk?
Yeah, and then they talked about it. That was amazing.
That's a quote to me and Sean. Whenever we're at shows and we're like really digging the band, we just quote home and we're just like, yes, 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 this rocks.
And then I go, no, 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 don't stop a rocking. That's just a thing we do.
Because
it's
the way that we express how we feel about the band that we're watching. We
you're
feel
not in touch with your actual feelings, so you have to do it in TV show quality.
Well, the only way...
But we hold hands while we do it.
Okay, fair enough.
That's how Sean knows I'm gay.
Yeah.
Or you just ass fuck. That's it.
How can you ass fuck in a crowd at a concert?
Yeah, until we get back.
Yeah.
Because
Frank,
Frank
is always there.
Oh.
Cock blocker.
He really is.
Do a little double fisting.
Him and do a little assembly line.
Oh, daisy chain.
Daisy chain. I don't know.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know.
Chat room. Is that what it's called?
What's it called when dudes are?
Yeah, like 8 dudes in a row.
Lucky Pierre.
Why Pierre? So Pierre.
Lucky Pierre is the guy in the between the two and the threesome in the middle. That was in Sexual Jeopardy too. See, I keep saying we should. Do that again because no one heard it and the sound was so bad. We should use the question.
Yeah, I'm sure
I've got shit ton.
We'd all remember.
You don't even
remember.
Remember like,
yeah. So we should totally do it.
Why don't we just do some right now?
Somebody responding, what do you call that when dudes are banging? Fetus Eater writes, Rob's Friday Night.
That's why we had to move the show to Wednesday.
That zinger is so good. I had to announce it. That was your zinger of the week.
over at the Moose Lodge.
All right, we're winding down. It's time to end the show. But
do we have one sexual Jeopardy before we go?
No, it's going to be a whole game show.
It's a whole game.
Is this like a big thing you guys do?
It's a segment on our show.
We did it twice. The first time was really good. The second time, the audio fucked.
Sean, maybe as research for your new gig, you should go back and listen to the show.
Fuck that. Are you kidding me, man? All I got to do is listen to Jew jokes and wrestling jokes the entire time.
It wasn't always that way.
Yeah.
Oh, and you showed up? Then you showed up?
I know. No.
No.
I'm trying to get together a new game show. Completely different kind of game.
Jesus.
Based on password.
Jesus.
So we'll see how that goes.
Does that have something to do with throwing beanbags into holes?
A little while ago, I tried making a new Sexual Jeopardy, and I realized that I was running out of, like, there's not that many more to make a whole game. But I'll try
again.
Just call me.
One,
yeah.
You introduce up from the third one.
The second one.
The second one?
Well, I do too.
Okay.
I'm sure that I have some that you don't have.
When did we do three?
Okay, so you help
but
me.
Yeah,
you
I will
you'll
help
be
you.
Like Vanna White.
That's fine.
Wouldn't be the first time you said
yeah, I can. I got the sequin dress at home.
Yeah, we'll give you a ball gown, I was going to say. So let's try. Yeah, I'll get in touch with you.
That's fine.
We'll put a game
together. Oh, is this? You guys are the contestants. I thought it was the chat room.
Well, no, we had three of them, and one fan called in.
Okay. Yeah, I don't need to play.
All right.
I would rather be behind the curtain.
Yeah, we haven't done a game show in a while. Death or No Death is another one that we should throw together.
What is this?
We need a band.
Death or No Death? Again, this is why you should do some research, Sean.
You should. It's actually
Many people in the chat room don't know.
You know, you don't even have to listen to the entire episode. Cause
you
go to YouTube and look at
the
Metal
Death or No
channel.
Death is on YouTube. You can hear both of them.
Basically, the game show is we usually get a musician. We got Gunface one time and Travis from Cattle Decapitation.
Okay.
Another time.
Yeah.
Trevor from Cattle Decapitation.
Can you tell me what it is?
I'm telling. Telling the story. Why don't you stop interrupting me?
I don't feel like singing it tonight.
No, but basically it's just the game show is there's like Darren would give four bands. No, how does it? I forget how it works.
Well, it's like a multiple choice. I'll name four bands and three of them are real and one is fake.
Oh, I like this one too.
You have to guess.
Okay.
Which one it is. And then at the end, there's a lightning round where I just reel off like 30 names and
you say
fake,
yes or no,
real,
yes or no.
Fake, real.
Can I help you with this one too?
No, because Sid always wins. So we need someone
I win
to
all
play.
Of them. Because so I'm smarter than these motherfuckers.
Sid didn't win,
come
actually.
On.
Came
Sid's
in.
Really,
you
really
can,
charming.
You can beat Sid.
Sid won both Sexual Jeopardy.
I would love to beat Sid.
No, Nick won the second
so
one.
Charming.
Because
right?
He's so damn charming.
What?
Nick
no, the musicians won both Death and No Death.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of Jeopardy.
When there's a musician involved, I finish second to the musician. Otherwise, I win.
And Sid won the pyramids, both pyramids.
Okay,
right.
Okay, I'll play the Death and No Death, but I'll be behind
Excuse
the curtain
me.
For the sexual.
Sid and pyramid. I won the second pyramid.
Right, but Sid was in on the winning team in both pyramids.
Yeah, it doesn't matter because you have a vagina.
You won, Noah.
Yay!
Let's see what Noah wins.
You already have all the power.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's close out.
All right.
Get to the part where you're gay.
Shut up!
All
right. Seriously, Sean, cut it out before you're off the show.
We're officially in overtime.
We're out of here. We should close out with a parody track that we did. Something. Some sort of clip of ours.
Would you like to hear? I could play a little bit of... I'll give you multiple choice, like Death and No Death. We have a little South of Trenton here.
Okay.
We have some Robert Stay in Europe. Master of Fuck It's. That's pretty short. I'll play that.
I see that one.
The Googler. Arab. A-R-A-B.
How about Groban's Dio parody? Do we have that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's close out with that.
Josh Groban.
I'll let you know.
Josh F. and Groban.
Yeah,
an avid listener.
Very good. That's a very good suggestion. All right.
Thank you.
It's a little song called, it's based on Holy Diver, and it's about Dio fighting and beating cancer at the time. This was written a few months ago.
Well, obviously.
He won the battle. He did not win the war.
Oh, that's true.
This is Josh Effengroben with his Dio parody.
Dio.